Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The X factor in Sunday's NFC Championship game could very well be these guys. Who are these guys? That's DK McDonald, the assistant DB's coach. That's Tyler Scudder, the defensive assistant. Both DK McDonald and Tyler Scudder spent time in the past few years as coaches on the Iowa State Cyclones coaching staff. McDonald was the DB's coach at Iowa State. Scudder was a defensive assistant. They spanned from 2016 to 2021. McDonald and Scudder, Iowa State. If any coaches in the entire NFL have a read on what makes Brock Purdy tick, what gets under his skin,
interesting,
what could possibly rattle the kid who seemingly cannot be rattled, it's those two men.
There you go, Peter Schreiker. There you go, Ike.
Well, I mean, it's a fair point.
Sure.
At least they do know him.
You'd rather have them familiar with him than not familiar with him. Sure. Yeah. Is that why you're so confident, Jack? You heard Schreik say that and now you're excited?
I had the same X factors, honestly.
You told him that?
Yeah, I said defensive backs coach that might know Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Not Debo. Not
right.
C-Mac.
Yeah. None of those guys. We got intel on the quarterback.
Yeah, they're a little point guard playing quarterback. It's not that hard to stop. I mean, listen, I'm not a defensive guru, but it's more about stopping, you know, C-Mac. And
yeah.
It's not like he's this unbelievable talent.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but I guess, I mean, listen, it's better to have guys that know him than not. So. Yeah, I just I don't know why. And I guess if the Eagles do what I'm hoping that they're going to do, which is get off to a fast start, then Brock Purdy does become more of a factor in the game. Because now you have to play from behind.
Yep.
You have to play catch up. I wonder what did he look like in that that Raiders game? He did okay. They were down in that game.
Yeah, they had to come back and
yeah,
win.
Exactly. Yeah, they had to come back and win. And I know – here's what I know. I know he likes the tight ends. He likes Kittle. So Kittle,
like a lot of young quarterbacks do, right?
Those are the easier throws for him. Like Kittle, I think Kittle had like 7 touchdowns in the last 5 games of the season.
Which would make some sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Purdy was 22 of 35 for 284 and 2 touchdowns.
And that's probably, I don't even know for sure, but I would imagine that's probably his best passing game.
He had 300 and some odd. I don't know if that was Seattle or – yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, McCaffrey had a big game on the ground. Had 121 rushing yards and a touchdown. And then Ayuk had a big receipt. So Ayuk had the biggest receiving game, and Kittle had a touchdown. Yeah, you're right. Kittle seems like he's been scoring almost every game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm curious to see how he looks this week. But every game that I've watched Brock Purdy – I didn't come away blown away that like this guy's unbelievable, but
no.
He also never looked like a rookie out there to me, you know. And it's quarterback.
Well, he's not making rookie mistakes.
No,
yeah, that's for certain.
So he's real like he looks like he actually could be decent in this league, right? Mm-hmm. Like he's doing it right now. So the best day that Purdy had as a starter in the regular season was that game, 284.
Yeah.
And then against the Seahawks, he threw for 332 and 3 touchdowns.
In the playoff game?
Yeah, and that, I mean, okay. Debo had a 74-yarder that was just a short crossing route in that game that he took to the house. So, for the most part, 210 yards, 185 yards, 217 yards.
Yeah.
He's also not throwing it more than 21, 26, 22 times, 20 times.
Yeah, because they don't want him to.
Right.
Yeah, there's a reason why he's not throwing the ball that much.
By design,
yeah,
as they say. Twitter questions today sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings that fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. All right, some phone calls here. Brandon, by the way, 5:30. Jack, 5:30? Eagle in the envelope?
I think we should go
49er in an envelope?
Yeah, Niner in an
envelope. We have
Niner?
Yeah, come on.
Wow, there's so many Niners.
There is?
That's awesome. All right, Niner in an envelope to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles game on Sunday. Triple A's Eagles tickets. Let's go to Brandon in King of Prussia. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Brandon.
What's up, Brandon?
So, listen, the question is, am I getting less or more confident as the week goes on?
Yes.
My great brother-in-law says superstitious, right? I was offered to go to a 3 o'clock party to watch the game, and I'm 0-2 at parties during the season when the Eagles lost, right? So I'll be sitting at my house watching the Birds game. I am very, very hopeful. I don't know if you guys remember, I called. I'm a guy from Florida. I've been an Eagles fan for just 4 years now. And every year that I've been here, we've gotten right there. So I'm very excited for the game. But I will be sitting my behind at my house and watching my TV, not anybody else's. Because we're winning.
Don't
when I'm
jinx
watching
them.
My TV. I'm not jinxing them.
Good.
That's it. No,
good.
I'm wearing no Eagles gear. I wanted to talk to you guys about one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
We need some respect on Philadelphia's name, right?
Uh-oh.
The Sixers won last night, and they're showing highlights of Kyrie Irving laying the ball up. The same thing happened when they played the Lakers. We show LeBron James dunking on us, but we beat the Lakers, right? And so I think that's what's going to happen Sunday is we're going to get some respect on Philadelphia's name, and we're going to run through the 49ers.
All right, Brandon.
I like it.
Appreciate it. I saw Kyrie, a fan irritated him. He was going back and forth with a fan at some point. Entertaining game last night?
Oh, that game was, that game it was awesome.
41 after one, which...
Yeah, no defense being played.
Ben wanted no parts of Joel.
Joel couldn't keep his own emotions under control. He shot 6-for-18 last. It was one of his worst shooting games of the season.
Yep.
So it's great he made his free throws and everything, but he's going to have to learn how to play with emotion and controlled emotion and passion. Last night it was the game started off with a lot of chippiness that it probably didn't need to start off with, and it was ignited by him.
Yeah, Doc even said that it was what did he say after the game, Jack? Something about they came out brawling or something. I forget exactly what the quote was, but he even talked about the emotion in some of his comments, and it felt like he was talking about Joel when he said it.
Yeah, and listen, this is the first time he had a chance to play against Ben. So,
yep.
You know he wanted to go out and play well, and obviously he wanted to win the game, but he wanted to be the reason behind why they won the game last night. When really it turned out to be a complete team effort. Tobias was great. James Harden was very good last night. Maxey coming off the bench was good. De'Anthony Melton shooting three-pointers last night was very good. So, you know, Embiid's going to have to know how to play this way, or you can't allow yourself to have those type of emotions. If you can't play with animosity and play with sort of with a little bit of anger towards your opponent, then play as the happy-go-lucky Joel Embiid. Like, if it's going to have you all out of your game and picking up fouls and technical fouls and
I've been
talking trash to Claxton, like like, man, you're going at everybody.
Yeah.
Just win the game. Like, just go out and play well.
He's a roller coaster of emotions, this guy.
Well, and Ben Simmons is not that important anymore.
Right.
He really isn't. But I understand it was his first time playing against Ben Simmons. I mean, Ben Simmons is irrelevant. He just is. He's irrelevant. He scored 10 points in the third quarter. He's irrelevant. The Sixers won the trade. Like, to constantly still act like Ben Simmons leaving, somehow we should be angry. But you ought to be happy Ben Simmons' ass is gone.
Yep.
You ought to be happy he's gone.
Well, that first time, the first time that he didn't play but he returned, it was a big story because it was the first time he was coming back and it was still new. Ben Simmons is exactly what I thought he was going to be in Brooklyn. Like, last night, he had 2 points in the first half. He scored 10 points in the third quarter. He was pretty much a non-factor.
As he is every night.
Yeah, the entire game. Yeah, it was.
So? We're born a bad player.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. We're putting a lot of energy
into
a player that isn't really worth putting all that energy into. He's not even a villain.
No, like yeah. I mean, yeah,
honestly, it's more of us keeping this going than anybody.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Ben Simmons isn't.
Ben doesn't want to continue this.
Well, he doesn't badmouth the city of Philadelphia. He doesn't badmouth the organization. He's not saying anything about it. He's moving on with his life. Like, we're still hanging on to everything Ben Simmons does and watching him, and he's coming to town and we're going to boo him. Like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
we
better get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, I ain't worried about Ben Simmons.
All right.
I'm worried about this team and what they need to do.
Yeah. and can Embiid not be so emotional? Can he be?
That's what matters to me, not Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to Jimmy in Philadelphia. Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, man. Sorry about that. I actually got cut off a little bit earlier. I was talking about A.J. Brown. I was talking about Jalen Hurts. I just wanted to say something about Nick Sirianni, man. There was a lot of people all week saying stuff about how he was just acting out of character, act like you've been there before. Man, this is a player's coach. Has anybody else noticed that how cohesive our team has been since he's been under the helm? Like, it's absolutely insane how him and Jalen have been able to, like, unite the entire team. They all play for each other.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Guy, he definitely he's been getting the most out of his guys, for sure. You know, both things can be true. That he has done a great job and he the guys do love him and, like, you don't need to do everything that we were talking about before?
I mean, hey, man, at the end of the day, he's definitely got a chip on his shoulder as he deserves it, you know, number one seed. And, I think my big, bold prediction I wanted to leave you guys with was I'm calling that this game ends on an interception by the Philadelphia defense.
Ah, okay.
To seal the deal.
To seal the win.
Yeah, we're gonna see Brock Purdy become the rookie quarterback that he is. He's going to have pressure from Hassan. He's going to have pressure from everybody else all over. And guess what? He's going to make a bad mistake at the end of the game. And it's going to be the Philadelphia defense to bring this thing home.
I appreciate it, Jimmy.
Jonathan Gannon gets a little credit there. I'll say this about Nick Sirianni. He said this yesterday, and I actually agree with him. It's who he is. And if he's being true to himself as opposed to being phony, like Chip was a phony. That Yo Philly stuff, that wasn't him. You know what I mean? Like, this is Nick Sirianni. If it's who he is, then let him be who he is. And as long as he's not doing anything to hurt anyone or what have you, like, we're always going to be that team that when we win, people are going to find something or reason not to root for Philadelphia because of our fan base. We got the worst fan base when it's really the best fan base in the country. Uh-huh. And other fan bases are just jealous that they don't have the same passion and loyalty and dedication to their sports teams as we have here. So they look at us like we're crazy.
Yeah, we're animals.
Yeah, exactly. They just don't get it. But with Nick Sirianni, I look at it like that's him. Is some of it hokey? Can it be a little whatever? But it's him. And if it's him and he's being true to himself, then it's up to us to adjust and embrace it. It's no different if Rex Ryan was our coach and he comes out blabbermouthing and talking trash to other teams like he did when he was in New York.
Yeah.
Well, you think other coaches like that? That didn't inspire other fans. It made Rex Ryan public enemy number one. But his players played for him.
Right.
They loved it. So as long as that's the case with Nick Sirianni and the players buy it as being authentic, then listen, he should be able to be himself. Like him mugging into the camera. Okay.
Got caught up in the moment,
but,
maybe.
But exactly. But I thought he explained it perfectly.
Yeah.
He explained it perfectly.
Camera that's, just was in his face.
That's where he was in the moment.
Right.
And that's what he felt. And yeah. It's not like he gave it the middle finger or anything like that. Seriously, like if he does something like that, that's different.
Right.
But just meme mugging for the camera, what have you, like those teams, those cities are just mad because their team is at home and we're still playing.
Yeah, correct.
Like he hasn't done anything. We made fun of him with the flowers. We made fun of him with the soil, all that stuff. His earlier press conferences, we've already made fun of him. He's in the NFC Championship game in his second year, and he's made the playoffs his first 2 years in the league. I think what he's doing is
it's working.
It's working. Like yeah. I don't understand. Like we didn't like Andy because he didn't say anything, right? Like so it's. We want to pick and choose how we want our coaches to be. Like, to me, he's one of us, which means we're all different.
Yeah.
We're all different. So, it's again, if his players are on board with it, who cares? Like, honestly, it's harmless. It really is harmless.
Let's go to Curran in Philly. Curran is a 49er fan. Mm-hmm. I agree. Curran in Philly. Curran, how are you?
How you doing? This is Karan from the Fiddler Karan. Club. I'm in the same building with you guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Oh, in the Fiddler Club. Okay. Hey, be careful.
Hey, Ike, instead of ordering out all the time, come do lunch with me, man, at the club. You guys, I think you both on a tour, and then we, maybe get you signed up.
Yeah, I tell you what, as long as it don't cost me money to come down there.
Oh, man.
The last time I was down there, Karan, well, I had to be a guest of somebody's to get in to eat down there.
Yeah, well, you'll be a guest of mine. Don't
okay.
worry.
All right. Okay.
I'm out here running the parking and we have a house car. So
okay.
Just come on down and see me. But check this out. I wanted to give the recipe for both teams. I'm a 49er guy, but I'm going to be honest. The teams are evenly matched. Hmm. Coaching favors the 49ers, I believe, because of the experience. But the recipe with the Eagles, if they can score early, I think they got a shot. If it's going to come down to a slow grind, like last week with the Cowboys and the 49ers, that favors the 49ers.
Yeah, I actually kind of agree. Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with that. Not saying that the Eagles can't win a close game or a low-scoring game, but it certainly favors the Niners to not have to be in a shootout.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And I know we talk about a lot, and I agree a lot with the Purdy. He's a rookie. But has Wentz been there with that pressure of a big championship game as well? He hasn't been there either. It can go either way. We're all human.
Did you say Wentz?
Well, he's no longer playing for the Eagles.
I'm so sorry, Hurts.
Well, Hurts has been there in the big games.
You think so?
Well, in college, he played at Bama and he played at Oklahoma.
We talking the big leagues now. I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen, he in his first year as a starter, and thank you, Karan.
Appreciate it, Karan. Yeah.
He went to the playoffs. Now, it didn't look great last year, but that's like the first playoff game, and he's looked significantly better this year. Oh yeah, didn't we go through this? What was his biggest game that he played, Jack? The
Jalen?
Yeah, the game he got benched.
No, it was his freshman year. He played against Deshaun Watson, and Watson led him on a drive down to win the championship. Mm-hmm. And then he got benched that in the second year. He came back in his junior year, or whatever, in the SEC championship game. You know, that was a big game. And then he got smoked by Burrow.
Where everybody did that year.
I think he's 15 of 31 in that game for like 217 yards.
Yeah, that was a big game because I remember that was I was looking. I wanted CeeDee Lamb that year.
Right.
That was the year he had CeeDee Lamb with him as last year.
Yeah, that's right. He did.
Yeah.
And and who else was on that? There was one other player on that team, though. Offensive player. I'm blanking.
Piran was the running back, I think.
Sammy Piran.
No, Samaje Perine.
215-592.
I think he was the running back, no?
94.
No, Samaje Perine and Mixon were teammates together at Oklahoma.
Did they leave together?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same year.
215-592-9494.
Yeah, I can't think of who else was on that team with Jalen.
Marks and Reese, 215-592-94. Was it 2020 or 19?
That was 19.
19, not 2020. 2019. We'll come back, remember, at 5:30-ish So we will probably, when we like at like 5:20-ish is when we're going to clear the lines and we're going to invite people to call in for 49er in the envelope. At stake today is a pair of NFC Championship tickets, courtesy of AAA. Eagles, Niners, 3 o'clock Sunday. We play in the envelope. We're putting a 49er in the envelope. 215-592-9494. We'll get your phone calls coming up next as well. And top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese.
The NFL Conference Championships are this Sunday, and you can enjoy more thrills than a two-minute drill on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, because they're giving all customers a no-sweat same-game parlay. Now, that means you'll get free bets back if your conference championship same-game parlay doesn't hit. Bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to which player will score a touchdown. Or if you can't decide, you can ride with thousands of other fans and bet the popular same game parlays that are already made for you. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Now, if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code Ike to see for yourself why it's America's number one sportsbook. And if you already have a FanDuel account, then you can start building your no sweat same game parlay today. I really do like the FanDuel app. Let's make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.